Seventh parak of Chulin, fourth Mishnah. Yerushin is bashel b'git hanoshe, a leg that was cooked with the git hanoshe inside. So now the flavor of the git hanoshe got mixed with everything else. Im yesh benoyis in tam areiz asura. If it's enough to give flavor, which is one ratio of, there's more than 1 to 60, then it is asur, because that's the rule of tam. That things that have two different flavors, if we pass in 1 to 60, is if it's less than 1 to 60, in other words, it's less than 1 to 60, then it's mutter. If it's more than 1 to 60, then it's also keitzin b'sha'a moisa kibosa belefis. The way you make this cheshvin of how much meat you have is assuming that you were cooking meat with turnips. That's how this opinion holds, that you make the cheshbon if it's going to give tam, how much tam meat will give tam to these turnips. Lamaisa, the git hanoshe does not have is very bland, and therefore there's a whole discussion whether it doesn't have a taste at all. We pass the lamaisa like the opinion that says ein begitin benais and tam, which means that the git itself doesn't have flavor. If you would cook it with something kosher, it wouldn't even answer it. But there are other things. There's fats over there and other things extending out of of the kinnasha, which does have a flavor. And therefore, because of that, we know that you can answer things. It has to be moved before being cooked. Yeah.